88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Owen Quigg is on the line. Owen, of course, a musician and radio presenter, and many of you too will remember Owen as a former X Factor contestant. Owen, your reaction to the news when you heard it this morning?
Just absolute devastation. I didn't hear till early this morning. I was in bed at the time the news broke, and I looked at my phone this morning and it was just on my phone, and I just, like everyone, complete shock and just could not believe it.
Can you give us a little bit of an insight, Owen, into what it's like when you are a contestant on the programme and the pressure and the demands that come with that?
I mean, everyone has their own real experience of it all. There is a mad amount of pressure. My experience is I was 16 and probably wasn't even mature enough to really fully understand what I was getting myself into. And being from a small rural town in County Derry, the people that lived in my community always treated me the same. And then whenever I went back home for a while, there was no sort of bring me back down to reality, because everyone just treated me as Owen as before. But I mean, the level of fame that, you know, Liam got to and with the One Direction, and then when it kind of stops, the train stops a bit and it slows down, sometimes people find that difficult to, you know, come back to normal life.
To just be, you know, yeah, exactly. Make that adaption and try and get back into, I suppose, whatever, you know, normality is when you're still that global superstar. I was reading this morning on Boyzone's Mikey Graham. You know, he was talking about how damaging fame often is for people and the kind of supports that need to be there. Just that support network that needs to be put in place for stars.
No, absolutely. I mean, we had absolutely nothing. And, like, I was in the X Factor final one night. The next night I was back home and I never spoke to any producer or anyone again. You kind of just had to make your own way, whether you got signed a record label or you had a management. You had to do it on your own. But, again, it's like mental health obviously has always been here. It just wasn't talked about back then. So you kind of just had to get on with it. But I was fortunate enough to know Liam. Liam was in the X Factor on my year. We both went to Barbados together, to Simon Cowell's house and the judges' houses. Fortunately enough, I was managed to get through and Liam didn't. But we always stayed in touch afterwards, and he would come down to the live shows and stuff. And then I met him about a year ago after that. I was doing like a Christmas light switch on in his hometown, and he came down to say hello, and he said to me that he was going to go back on the X Factor. And that was the last time I ever spoke to him. And then sure enough, went on, got into One Direction, and I think the rest is history. But it's very hard to digest this morning. I mean, an initial shock, and now it's sort of settling in. I don't know, I just have this feel of absolute sadness, because he was such a lovely fella, and you know, I was lucky enough to meet his parents as well. His mother was a lovely woman. Her name was Karen. She was so nice. At the time when we went to Barbados, I was 16, so I wasn't allowed a parent, and Liam was 15, so he was. And Karen kind of sort of took me under her wing and made sure I was okay as well as Liam. So I've always been so grateful to them for that. And they're such a lovely family. And I just couldn't describe how they must be feeling right now. And my heart does go out to every single one of them.
It's remarkable, Owen, that you have that. I didn't realise you had that connection with the family and the memories of his mom. And they're very special memories for you today.
Yeah, absolutely. Lovely to look back on. And, you know, looking back in old pictures of us being in the hotel the night before, heading off to South America together, and just having the times of our lives. And, you know, Liam went on to do special things. And that's the one thing I will say about him. He was always so determined at the time. I remember when he didn't get through, he was absolutely devastated. But he said, you know, I'm going to try again. I'm going to do it again. And, you know, sure enough, he did. And he eventually got to the heights that he dreamed of, so I can take my hat off to him. And you know, it's just a really, it's really shocking news.
Of course. What year was that? So was that 2008 then?
Yeah, so we would have been on it together in 2008, and then Liam would have been back in 2 years later. There was always talk at the time, it was, you know, it was between Owen and Liam because they were just the youngest two. I think I was a year or two maybe older than Liam, and fortunate enough they went for me. But I always said, look, Liam's had the last laugh. He even took it under One Direction and all. So, yeah, it's just funny how life works and it's all about timing and stuff. But, it's just absolutely devastating. It's a young soul lost. Obviously, he's a father as well, and I'm a father. And, you know, I couldn't just imagine how his family and all what they're going through now. It's extremely hard to digest, and one that's going to hurt a lot of people for a very long time.
Yeah, I'm sure those photographs today are something, Owen, that you're looking back over from 2010 and 2008 and.
Yeah, young boys then and older men now.
It's very, very tough and very difficult. And it's interesting, Owen, you know, to hear you talk, I suppose, too, about that. Mm. Is it fair to say maybe feeling of isolation or feeling of loneliness that, you know, comes often too with fame?
Absolutely. 100%. As I said to my partner this morning, like, people don't really understand how it works. They just see the shining lights on tour and performing, but there's a lot of loneliness and a lot of repetition. Whereas you're on stage, you're on a tour bus, you're on a hotel room, you're on an airplane, and you're on the next one, and it's just a repetitive loop for a very long time. And things like that can get extremely lonely. For me, I think at the time we toured for 2 years straight, and I just thought, I just need to go home. I'm not even 18 yet, and I miss my family. And to have that support system that I had was vital for me, because there was no help prior to the X Factor. And I was one of the very lucky ones. And I will always say I had a great family, great support system, great, come from a great town where people would have, you know, just seen me as Owen. And that was
a level of normality, I can imagine. Yeah.
Come back to normality. Absolutely. Where a lot of people don't have that. And I know a lot of people did struggle with that. So I do think there needs to be more support systems for people in the reality TV sector, definitely. And again, but it's too late now, is another sort of life loss.
Should there be specialists hired for some level of duty of care? Is that what's needed, Owen?
Potentially, I guess so. It's something that could definitely be looked into. You know, I mean, Liam's time on The X Factor was 15, 16 years ago, so he's had a lot of life experiences and he's been with a lot of management companies and record labels and stuff like that. But I think that for a person now to go on to a reality TV show, there has to be some kind of support system post the experience. I mean, as a dad now, I would not want any of my children to go on the reality TV show purely just for social media.
Would you?
And
not,
like,
not at all
there
no.
Earlier, you know, when you girls were chatting earlier about the whole, like, YouTube is big, social media wasn't as big. 100%, you have the nail on the head. When I come out of X Factor, Twitter had just started. There was no real, there was no TikTok. There was no real Instagram. It wasn't big then. And I kind of just missed that. And to be totally honest, a bit happy that I did, and grateful that I did, because you see some of the things online and some things that people can just write so freely. And, you know, they're all human beings as well, celebrities and musicians and famous people. Like, they're normal people at the end of the day. And it's just sad. I seen that he was getting a lot of stuff online recently, and you just hope that that wasn't a factor for his death.
I'm very upsetting, and I know it's been widely criticised in the UK and in the States as well this morning, Owen, but the decision by the website TMZ to publish photographs of what appears to be a body at the scene yesterday as well, and, like, I suppose it, you know, in some respects it just gives you an insight into how difficult this must be for Liam Payne and celebrities.
And I mean, like, I haven't seen them, and I won't be going to look for them. But you're just another number. You're people that they're just, they care about more about, you know, their company and their clicks and their likes and how much money they can generate. And, you know, nobody wants to see that. You know, he's got a mother, he's got partners, he's got ex-partners, he's got children, and you know, just stuff that is really toxic about, you know, social media and stuff. So it's a scary sort of world where the kids are growing up in now. And I don't know. It's just, you know, just bringing it back to Liam, just what a lovely fella. And I mean, a very dark day for music.
Yeah. So. I was just going to say, what will be your lasting memory of Liam Payne?
Just him telling me a year later when I was turning on the Christmas lights in his hometown, he said that he's going to give an hour crack at the X Factor. He feels he's ready for it now, and he's kind of glad that he didn't get through at the time. He's going to go for it now, and by God, he went for it, and he got into One Direction, and it was a great thing for him. He's such a great fella, and not a bad word to say about him. And I'm just thinking about his mother Karen. He was an absolute saint, and she'll never know how much he helped me out on my time during X Factor. So. It's a very sad day.
Yeah, well, look, I think that's a lovely tribute, Owen, that you've recounted today for all of us of Liam and your memories of his mum and the family as well, and helping you out too with your music career. So I really appreciate it, because I know it's not an easy day for you, and I appreciate your time in the programme, and thank you for sharing those memories with us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan, weekdays at midday. On News Talk.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.